You're listening to the Lost in Japan English Podcast, episode number 168.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード168番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English Podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Happy New Year everyone! Welcome to the very first episode of 2021 for the Lost in Japan English Podcast. Today we are talking about our 100 listwhich is the 100 things you want to do this year.
はい、明けましておめでとうございます。2021年初のロストジャパポッドキャストのエピソードでございます。今日のテーマは100のリストということで、今年やりたいこと、今年欲しいものなどなど100個挙げてみましたので、そのリストについて話していきたいと思います。
Okay, so last week we were talking about our New Year's resolutions.
はい。
And we were also discussing the 100 things you want to do in 2021 and actually creating a list.
そうなんです。まあ前回新年の抱負っていうことについて話してたので、せっかくだということで100のリスト、やりたいこと、欲しいもの、何でもいいんですけれども書くっていう、書き出すっていうことをやってみました。
So did you actually create your list?
Yes, I did.
Nice! How was it for you?
うん、あのね、何回かやったことはあるんだよね、この100のリストを書くっていうのは。で、いきなりじゃーって書いていってもどっかで突っかかるから、こうテーマ別にして書いていったんだけど、書いてたらもうすでにいろいろやり始めてるんじゃないかなっていうか、あんまりそんな新しいなっていうのはあんまり出てこなかったのに、自分でも意外とびっくりだった。
I had the exact same experience.
マジで?
Yeah, because I was like, 100のリストを書き始めてて、 and you know, I did put it into categories because it just helps me be organized, right? And I was like, you know, it's more about doing the things I'm already doing.
Yes.
Right? As I was listing them out, I was like, you know, I'm actually doing a lot of these things.
Yes.
Or have done a lot of these things. And it just made me realize, like, wow, I'm really living a life that I want to live.
Yes, わかる。すっごいね、ヤコもそう感じて。で、前にもやったことがあるって言ったけど、20年前ぐらいからやった。てると思うんだよね。で、結構ね、昔はまだ全然やり始めてもいない夢みたいなことをいっぱい書いてた気がするんだよね。
はい。
だけど本当今回久々に何年ぶりかにやってみて、
uh-huh.
結構やってんじゃんと思って自分でもちょっと嬉しくなった
。 Yeah, it was very like validating, I think.
そうそうそうそう、 validating だよ。
Were there any surprises for you?
ね、そんなになかったんだよね、サプライズは。だけど、5つぐらいテーマがあって、それで20個ずつぐらい書いていったんだけど、一つは健康だったんだよね。
Mm-hmm.
これが意外といっぱいあります。
ah, okay.
Yes. And it kind of shows how much I haven't really focused on my health so much. And
so you have a lot to do.
そうそうそうそう。結構さ、この今年の抱負っていうことで健康も一つ約挙げてるんだけど、mm-hmm. やっとちゃんと考えるようになって、一つが自分で書いてて笑っちゃったんだけど、日焼け止めをちゃんと塗るっていう。
Oh, okay.
ちょっと簡単なやつかもしれないけどね。
Mm. Well, I think those are good. Those are important, right? The small yes, daily yes. habits. Yeah.
いや、そうなんだよ。ちーちゃんは？ちーちゃんはこう自分でびっくりみたいなものってあった？
びっくりはないかもしれないけど、mm-hmm. A lot of my things are focused around practices. So it's not really like, oh, I want to do this one thing once. It's more like, I want to do this every day or I want to do this consistently. Like most of my things are very practice oriented.
なるほど。
I did have a handful of like one-time events. Mm-hmm. But as I was thinking about like, ah, 100のリスト何, you know, like, what do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I kept feeling was like, I don't want to be busy. なので、あんまりなんかいっぱい書きたくない 気持ちもあった。
ああ、なるほどね。わかる。でもね、それヤッコも一つのテーマがスローライフなんで、
うん、
もうゆっくり生きる、のんびりするみたいな、うん、そういうことも多かったし、
うん、
でも面白いね。意外とそこら辺も似てるんだけど、ヤッコも毎日やること。うんっていうのがいっぱい入ってた。
Yeah, and I think part of it is like our age and you know where we are in life.
Is it?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it has to do with like you know being in our 40s and
yes.
you know wanting to live more intentionally and things mm-hmm. like that. So I think that's definitely part of it. I mean, I do have like trips I want to take and mm-hmm. and whatnot, but like I said, I don't really want to be super busy and
はいはいはい.
you know jam packed with like all these activities, so to speak.
はいはい。なるほどね。だから歳も関係してるのかもね。
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was younger, I had more things I wanted to do rather than practices that I wanted to live.
確かに。一回限りのこれやりたいっていうのを結構やってきちゃってるのかもしんないよね、もう。
Mm-hmm.
One thing that surprised me was there weren't many things that I needed, like in terms of buying something みたいな。
そうそうそう、欲しいものってあんまり、ね、
そうそうそう。
Yeah, I feel like I didn't have a lot of those things either. I have a handful, but...
いやいやいや、もちろん。ヤッコもないわけじゃないんだけど。
Mm-hmm.
でも意外と少ないんだなって自分で思って。
Yeah, so for me, there was a lot more of like going deeper with the things, right? Like the zero waste, the minimalism, the decluttering, you know, those types of things.
いいね。そういうことだよね。満足みたいな感じの充実感があるっていう。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good. I feel like I haven't done a 100 list for a while.So it really, like I really had to stretch and think about it, but it was like, wow, it's a lot of the stuff that I'm already doing that I want to continue doing. And I don't have a lot of net new things.
いや、そうなんだよ。まあ、毎年やっていこうかなって、ヤッコもこれ思ってるんだけど、5年後、10年後、どんなリストになってくるのかなっていうのがこうなってくると楽しみだよね。あんまり変わってないのかもしれない。
Yeah, I would agree. I feel like in 5 years, I don't think my list would change.That much.
だよね。ヤコもそういう気が
して。ちょこちょこは変わると思うけど。Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also like with all the things around trips or get-togethers, I'm kind of like, well, gosh, I hope that we can do it in 2021, but I don't know.
そうなんだよね。
Okay, so what's the one thing that you're most excited about?
ね。excited about ゆっくり過ごす。It's very simple.
Oh, okay.
ちょっと前から、昔からかもしれないけども、こうスローライフっていうのは やりたい。どんどんスローな感じで行けるようになりたいって言っている割には結構忙しい毎日なので、
mm-hmm.
やっぱりこのゆっくり過ごすっていう、こうちょっとぼーっとする時間がやっぱり今もあんまり取れてないんだよね。だから、mm-hmm. こうぼーっとする、ゆっくりするっていうのをやりたいなって思ってて、こう今ね冬だから薪ストーブを結構つけるんだけど、そうするとさ、mm-hmm. テレビとかつけないし、ラジオもつけない、
mm-hmm.
もうほんとシーンとした中でただただ火が燃えてる、
mm-hmm.
これを最近ちょこちょこっとやってると、あ、やっぱやっぱこの時間最高って思って、
mm-hmm.
I need more of this って感じが、これが I think is the one thing I'm really 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 excited
about. Nice!
じいちゃんは結構さ、やりたいことだからこの中で一番って言われるとどうしようって感じなんだけど、
uh-huh.
じいちゃん的には一番 excited about の。
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would say what I'm probably most excited about isis weightlifting. So specifically, you know, the goal for me is like, I want to feel really strong in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as part of my like fitness goal and whatnot, like I think being able to do regular weightlifting is super exciting for me.
なるほどね。ちいちゃんがウェイリフティングやってんのって、最近のね、大人になってから知っているちいちゃんだとあんまり想像できなくて、昔はね、スポーツやってたから一緒に、そこまで行ったらすごいね、本当にね。
Yeah, I would say, I don't know, there's that one for sure. And I feel like that one is happening and will continue to happen. But one that's sort of net new that I really want to intentionally practice more of is listening to music.
Ooh.
And like making playlists, because I feel like I've just stepped away from that for such a long time.
Oh, いいと思うよ。ピアノは弾いてる?
Yeah, I do play the piano. It's on my list.
Oh, いいね。
In terms of like learning more songs and playing more, for sure. Mm. But you know, I feel like music is something that often gets put on the back burner. Like it's not on the forefront of like my daily practices and whatnot. So I just want to kind of dial it up, so to speak.
Oh, いいね。
So here's another question for you. Is there something on your 100 list where you are afraid that you're not going to get to it? 一番これできるかなっていう。
あ、もう今年中にはちょっと無理っぽいなっていうのはあります。
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is building a tree house.
Where are you going to build a tree house?
In our yard.
Do you have a tree?
We do have a tree now.
Oh, okay.
But it's still very young. It's not strong enough to hold a tree house.
だから、 So that might be outside of your control.
そうそうそうそう。ヤッコの、まあ、今年のっていうわけにはいかないし、ちょっと待ってる時間は長いかもしれないんだけど。
That might have to be on your bucket list. そうそうそう。
だ半分ちょっとバケットリストなんだけどね。そう、これはね、でも、it's definitely something on my bucket list. I want to try building one before I die.
Uh-huh.
And こうちょこちょこっと考えるんだよね。こうデザインとか、あ、こういう感じでやってみようとか、uh-huh. マテリアルとか、いろいろ考えてんのがまたこう楽しいんだよね。だから、作るのはまだまだ先かもしれないけど、できるかなと思っています。
Mm-hmm. I love it!
ちーちゃんにも聞きたい。今作った100のリストの中でこれどうかな、できっからみたいなの。
I would say the one that feels, well, besides the travel stuff, because
yeah.
like all the COVID pandemic related things, I feel like there's a bunch of those, right? So I'm kind of like, oh, I don't know if we're going to get to do that. So there's certainly all of those things. Like what outside of that?
Yes.
特にないね。Like, I'm like looking at the list and I feel like there's nothing here where I'm like,
oh, really?
Well, okay. So I would say that, you know, there's the magnitude of things. For example, number 71, I have, you know, live more zero waste. But, you know, that could be one thing or that could be 20 different changes I make, right? Like, so it's like, when are you really done? So I feel like it's like, yes, I can do that next year, but to what degree? So, you know, I don't know.
なるほどね。いや、そんなの役いっぱいあるかもしれない。
But I don't really see anything here where I'm like, I don't think we're going to be able to do that. Provided that life returns a little bit back more. I would say like all the travel things would be hard probably for 1 year. But assuming that we can travel, like, well, I feel like we could potentially do this. Like I have a road trip, I have a cabin trip.
Ooh.
Certainly locations to go to and things like that. But
ヤコもう一つあるわ。
What's that?
できなそうなの。
A challenge one?
Yeah, a very, very big challenge one. It's probably more on my bucket list, but Spain 語、フランス語、スウェーデン語をやる。
All three?
But, well, not this year, of course.
Okay, but I was like, what?
死ぬまでに5つの言語を使えるようにしたいんだよね。
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it's a language thing.
Well, I feel like it's maybe more of a bucket list item than a 2021 100 list item.
そうそうそうそうそう。ちょっと夢がでかくなっちゃった。
I mean, even if that's all you did for 2021, I feel like that would be hard. Three languages?
確かにそうだよね。これしかやってなくても一年じゃなかなか難しいね。
Well, and here's the thing I think about doing it from a 2021, meaning a 1 year perspective, is you do have to decide, right? Like you have to make choices. And so even though there are things outside of the list that, yes, I want to do, they're just not as much as the things that are on my list, right? And so it does kind of force you to prioritize, like, what do I want to accomplish in 2020?
ヤコの多分次のステップはそこだと思う。とりあえずは書き出したから、次は優先順位を、priority をつけていくことかなと思うね。
So where are you going to start? What's your first thing?
First thing! 割と常にやってるものも結 構あるので、
mm-hmm.
でも first thing は野菜を食べるかな。
Oh, okay.
Yeah. やっぱり健康が自分でも気になるんだろうね。Uh-huh. ここら辺考えるようになって。
That's a good one.
How about you?
So I would say probably, I mean, there's a, like you, I have a handful of things I'm already kind of practicing. but maybe kind of at the very top would be journaling.
Ooh,
and the practice of journaling. I've been trying to do a daily practice for journaling.
Ooh, 実はヤコも入ってるけど、まだこれかかんない。
The way you say that, you're like, it sounds like a confession.
Yeah, confession 多いよ、やっこ。結構ね、そう、毎日体重計に乗るとかさ。とりあえず目をつぶりたいものもあるけどね。
mm. Well, it is very, like I said, I think there's something to be said about creating our 100 list now in our, you know, mid-40s, so to speak, versus different time periods in our life and what that looks like and how that and what that represents. But it sounds like you and I are very similar in that our 100 list is very much the lives that we're living.
ねえ、これは結構びっくりだし、なんか嬉しいし、ちーちゃんともこれが共有できたことが嬉しいなって思うね。
It's a good challenge. Well, I certainly encourage everyone who's listening to give it a shot. It's simply creating 100 things on a list that you want to accomplish in 2021.
はい、そうなんです。これをやっこも人生を送る間に何回か書いてきましたけれども、結構面白いので、やりたいこと、まあ、欲しいものも含めて書いていくのをぜひやってみてください。
All right, it is pop quiz time.
はい、それではクイズコーナーの時間です。
So our theme for the pop quiz today is slang.
はい、そうです。今日のテーマはスラングです。
Okay, so what does it mean when I say to you,
はい、
I need receipts?
I need receipts? スラングでしょ、
mm-hmm.
あ、もう全然わかりません。ちょっと諦めさせてください。
Okay, so receipts are proof of purchase, yes. right? Like when you buy something.
Right.
So the literal meaning is the receipt that you get when you buy something. But when we talk about it in slang, it's actually like proof that something happened. Like if you said you did something, it's like, I need receipts, right? Which means I need proof. So that means like a picture or a video or something that like proves that you've done something or went somewhere or whatever it is. So anytime you're looking for proof,You would say like, hey, receipts.
レシートを使うんだね。
yeah.
なるほど。それ面白い。この間ね、ちょっとニュースを見ててさ、日本だとさ、カタカナ英語で、
はい、
エビデンスっていうのを使うのよ、よく。それをちょうどやんと昨日ぐらいかな話しててさ、エビデンスとか言って言って、最近日本人よく使うんだよね。エビデンスを見せていただかないととか。Evidence が欲しいですみたいな。It's like, もっと簡単に言えないのって思うんだけど。
I know, like, why can't they say, like, a Japanese word, like, 証拠とか。
そうそうそう、証拠とか、なんか形になるもの
を、はい、
ちゃんと見せてもらわないととかさ、そんな風に言えるのにさ、Evidence とか言って、わざわざ難しくしてるなって思うんだけど。
It's trendy.
Yeah, it's trendy. でも、レシート、
mm-hmm.
面白いね。ありがとうございます。勉強になりました。それでは日本語のスラングに行きたいと思います。
はい。
2021年始まりましたということで、日本の場合、明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いしますっていう挨拶をするんだけど、There is a abbreviated version of saying Happy New Year. 何でしょう?
I remember when I was in Japan、uh-huh. many years ago when
はい、はい、
オハが流行ってた時。覚えてます。
そうそうそう、あるね。オハーもそうだね。
And I was like, what is that?
でもね、それっぽい。
うん、
全部で言うと8文字なのね。
Okay.
明けましておめでとうございますを4文字で言って、
はい、
今年もよろしくお願いしますも4文字で
言う。Oh my gosh, what is it?
正解は、明けおめことよろっていう。
Oh my god.It is a mouthful to say the whole thing. Ake mashite omedetou gozaimasu.
It is.
Like, the other thing that I always feel sounds really long is like when you meet someone and you have to say the whole, ah, hajime mashite 渡辺千恵子と申します。よろしくお願い。Like, it sounds really long to me.
Yes.
I feel like we need an abbreviated version of that, too.
Oh, no. Oh, no. ちなみに、if you say 明けおめことよろ in a workplace, that's not appropriate. なので、はじめまして、私、渡辺千恵子です。バババババみたいなのは、多分、workplace だったら言わないといけないと思う。
I know.
There's no way to abbreviate
it's it. It's so long.
I know. It is long.
Okay, so is it just me? Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you say all of that, right? Even mm-hmm. with the aisatsu, right? Like the akemashite omedetou, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
It just feels like I'm talking for a really long time and all the attention is on me and it feels kind of embarrassing.
確かに。でもね、やっこが苦労するところは、because it's so long, you kind of overlap.
Yes, there's that too.
Yes, and for me, it's kind of, あけましておめでとうございますって一生懸命言ってるのに、and I get all 噛んじゃう。あけましておめでとうございますみたいになっちゃうんだよね。When the other person starts saying it too.
あけましておめでとうございます。
Yes.
Yeah, it's very cumbersome. I feel like it's a mouthful for sure.
Yes, it's a mouthful. Yes. If you're among friends,
yes.
you can use Ake ome koto yoro. Ake mashite no ake to omedetou no ome.
Oh, okay. Ake ome.
Ake ome.
I see.
And kotoshi mo no koto to yoroshiku
yoro.
Yoro.
I love the abbreviations.
Yeah.
If I say this to my parents or my sister, they'll have no idea what I'm saying.
まあ、かもしれないけど。
何それって聞かれると思う。
何
それ
。ぜひ教えてあげてください。
And I'll be like, get with the times.
Get with the times どういう意味?
It means like be hip, right? Like be hip to the latest language and slang.
いいね、それも。どんどん、なんか止まんないよね、こういう話してると、ね。
I know, then we could just like keep talking about all these different types of analogies and sayings.
まあ今年もたくさんクイズやっていけたらなと思って。
Yes, thank you all for tuning in for another episode. We wish you a very, very happy and prosperous new year.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。そして、今年もどうぞよろしくお願いいたします。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japan English, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。